We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, finishing off Simen Reish Mem Vav, which was the halachas about renting and lending to a non-Jew. And we were speaking about also a Jew's animal. So we are, by the words of the Ramah, at the end of Sif Hey. Says the Ramah Haga, which we had this yesh matirim, we had this yesh matirim regarding Jewish and non-Jewish partners in the animal. So, since from all the different sides of these heterim, hilchas inenu, they are halachas. V'chalasas as matirim, you can do whichever one you want to. V'fil mehim mekulish al Yisrael, and even if the animal is totally of a Yisrael, it's as if it was with a partnership with a non-Jew. He just has to publicize it that he did it in a permitted way. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph. Rama says that all these different opinions, which we had a few brought down regarding making it like as if it's his, but that it's a loan, and by warning him that he shouldn't do any malacha. So says the Mishnah Berurah, by Yosef type Shabbachal Haterim, with the best of all the different Haterim of the permissions, is Shayakna Isam Lebachal, you should transfer the animal to him during the week, as a full fledged sale. Or the Sharatin Islam and says, and the same thing is if you transfer them to another non Jew, whichever it is, but you should transfer like a full fledged sale to a non Jew. Eaten like Ufkabalze. Ufkab is the Yiddish word. Like you give him upfront money, and yes, Adam, he's got a little bit milva. The rest of the money will be considered and transferred into a loan. The Yasma particularly Israel, and then the non-Jew makes it like, okay, this is where the Jew could collect from if quote unquote the non-Jew doesn't pay. She betuch b'maisu that he'll be guaranteed in his monies. So really, it's going to be considered like the non-Jews, and it won't be a violation of shvi'as b'hamta, but the Jew. Here, what's appropriate is that he should do this whole idea of the sale in front of the judges of the city. That he should do according to halacha of the Torah. So that the word should get out. There shouldn't be a concern of appearance of wrongdoing, which is that people are going to see the Jew's animal doing work on Shabbos. And you could do Ezeman Shiur, so you could do whichever one you want to, that we spoke about of these heterim of the yeshmatirim, but fill of a chulu, and even if the animal is totally of a Jew, it's as if it was with a partnership of a non-Jew. Hainu says the Mishnah Berurah, that is the af kabbalat zachrais b'chud, even just with the non-Jew taking responsibility of ensuring whatever is going to happen to the animal, shekasev mechaber b'sayv devarav, that the mechaber wrote at the end of his words, mahalikam is a. It's also effective over here. After in even though the non-Jew does not have permission to sell, given the medis b'shus, but since it's in his possession, and yukav bezula regarding if it goes up in price or goes down, and besosim b'zekadas hayesh matirim b'zevdal, and he's blanketly saying like the yesh matirim that we had in zevdal. Now it says mishbav yisitayib, it's better shi'as mechiri gemur that you should make a full fledged sale. But Kanab is Sivkat Laman Aleph, like you said, like we said in Sivkat Laman Aleph, they let us come down to Machmir Shem to also fulfill the opinion of those who are stringent over there. Kill the Ramesh, but Zachashash Dereisa, because according to their opinion, there's a concern of being over Isa Dereisa of Shvisa Behemte, which the Sharat Sin Islam and Vav says, to look at the Magad Abram that he writes, that the opinion of the Machaber not to be lenient with Achrayas only if it's through a partnership. What he means to say is that when it's not a partnership, this animal with a Jew and a non-Jew, you have to be concerned for those who are stringent and sift out. And this that he's lenient, when it's a partnership, it's possible because he's also combining the opinion of the Rivash that he holds, that by partnership, since he's doing it forcibly because he's a partner against a Jew, so that would not violate Shviz Behemte. So it's specifically when they're partners, unlike what we're speaking over here. And that resolves also the kasha that of the Levush Yisrod, and the Eli Rabba that had on him, which is the Dirshu 22 brings, that they asked that since according to the Yesh Eisrim that's brought in Shulchan Aruch and Sevdal, there's no difference between the animal that's in the partnership between the animal that's found totally in the Rishus of Yisrael and the non-Jew accepts Achrayas, If that's the case, so why was he saysim avir l'hakol? Whereas over there, he brought only the opinion of those who say it's forbidden. So that answers their question from this, that the Beis Yosef writes that then the Samarishim may, hey, look over there that he writes that this opinion holds like the Yesh Matirnes of Dalet. However, also that the Ritzvah himself for sure holds like this, because he does not hold like this far as Rav Asha. But the Mechaber did not rely to Paskin Lamaisa like the Ritzvah, only in this situation when it's a partnership, and from the reason of the Rav Asha like we wrote, and therefore he was Saisim, he was not Machriya and Sev Dalet to say it's permitted. Therefore, to fulfill also the pen of the Beis Yosef, it's good to do, says the Mishnah in the Shart Tzin, like we wrote. However, in the Vilna Goyen in this Sibbah, it sounds like the Yesh Matirim that we mentioned, that they hold like the Shulchan Aruch in the last two Eitzes. The Ikar Adin, the Vilna Goyen gives a reasoning for the two opinions of Dal, look over there, buck upon him. The Shart Tzin was just explaining why, you know, it's better to be Machmer when it's not in a partnership with a non Jew, to do like the idea we said in Sibkar Lamad Alf. But continues the Mishnah Berurah. Now, if it's hard for him to do all these different types of haterim that we spoke about in this sif, it's a pressing situation. Saw this. A guy has fields. And he cannot lease it out in a sharecropping agreement to a non-Jew. If he doesn't give him also oxen to plow with, and then he's not going to be able to stop him not to plow with it on Shabbos. So what do you do? It's going to be a huge loss. Then you can rely on the opinion of the Bach that we mentioned. He permits it by declaring ownerless your animal for the three people before Shabbos. You force Madav, but the word's going to get out. It's not going to come to suspicion. But this that you make it ownerless has to be with a full heart. But it's not in the present situation. And one should not rely on this idea of being in Hefka. Explicitly agrees. Sivkat and Lamet Gimel. So he said that even if the animal really is totally of a Jew, says Rama, then it's as if it was with a partnership with a non-Jew, with these different ideas that we said. Just have to publicize that was done in Derech Hatter. Says Mishmur, Vini calls that who? This is all talk about Kishmaskira Mashila Loi Lasis Malachazatzman. If you leased it out or you lent it out to the non-Jew to do his own work. But do the Jews malach on Shabbos? Ain't had the call. There's no permission at all. Even if you really do a full fledged sale of this animal, still, the non-Jew is doing the work of a Jew on Shabbos for him, which is forbidden, which is the is of a meal akum. According to this, if the horses are of a Jew, and the non-Jew is also his hired laborer for all the works that a Jew needs to do. There's no permission with the sale of the horses to him that he also because you're not allowed to let him do the work for him. Only if he's leased rented out to him, only for this work, to travel with the horses, that he transports his merchandise at all times that he needs in this year. Then, since it's only for one thing, then it's permitted according to the Rambam, commercial customs in Rishma Dal Saveh, like we already discussed in Rishma Dalad, the Machlik is Rambam and Rivet, regarding if you have a guy that's working for you, but it's only for one thing, versus if it's for anything that you need. Now, the truth is, even in such a situation, also Lemel Shisha B'Shabbos, now tell him to travel on Shabbos, Elim Hu Naisei, or Me Atzmoy, travels on his own, and so Lemon Mizen, that you wouldn't have to stop him from this, Sivkot Lamar Dalad. But, although we said you could do all these different heterim, Rakshi Farsa Mahulub, however, you just have to publicize that you did it in a permitted way. So it says, I'm Bimir Alocha, and the Ramaskal Rak that we see in a moment, Shevena, that we bring, the Inka Delahata Adekal Haterim, it's not worthy to permit through all these different heterim. And the Mishnah says, only in a pressing situation, Ulafukim Elan Oshim Shemaychin, as it continued to Daf Yud Alev, coming to exclude from all these men. All these people that they sell b'kavana intentionally shvadim le Yehudi their oxen to a non-Jew, so that they should do work with it on Shabbos. But the work is being called as if it's on the name of a Jew. Even though he can't protest from the people that are being lean regarding this, they have what to rely on. Any person that's a spiritual person will be concerned for himself, not to do this. Only in a present situation, and through the ruling of a sage. The Jew has a horse, and the governor recognizes him, comes to lend it to him or to rent it to him. He can't refuse him because of hatred. So he should sell it to him for like a small amount. Then the governor could do with it whatever he wants to because he sold it to him. Afterwards, he's going to give him back the horse and he's going to give him the rental money. That's a gift that he's given to him. He's already sold it to the non-Jew. That's from the Chuvish Rosh Yaakov. He also agrees with him. Negid Yad Aaron, opposite from what the Yad Aaron says. So what's this bihalacha that the Mishnah Berurah says to look at? So in different Maskel Rakshi Farsim, the Ramah said all these different terms you could use, you just have to do it in a permitted way. So he says in the Knesset Gedolah, he brings in the name of the Mairam al Shaka, in the name of Rabbi Yosef Goyen, that it's forbidden for a Jewish person to be deceptive with the non Jew to sell him his animal. And he concludes on this and he says, and all these ideas, they wear us out. And he says, I don't see a straight path that a person should select regarding this. However, in those places that people are accustomed to permit it, and they rely on those matirin, says Hanachlam Yisrael, you know, leave the Jewish people, but every Baal Nefesh should be concerned for himself. That's his words. And that's how the Rabbah writes, and Eli Rabbah brings it, and the Tzemach Tzedek, he screams on this, that people wantonly, they sell their horses intentionally so that they should just not have the Issa Shabbos, and he writes over there that the Jewish wagon drivers, that they have these wagons and horses, and they transport loads with, you know, by charging. There's no heter to sell to a non-Jew the horses or to be mafka them so that they could carry their packages on Shabbos. So specifically, if the Jew is always with the horses and even during the weekday they travel by themselves and they have to feed the animals themselves, and the non-Jew is only a hired laborer for the year and everything's really called on the name of the Jew, so then definitely there's a problem about marasayim. However, he says for a public var mitzvah, for example, let's say to transport a sregim, or and to merit the public that they should be able to fill the mitzvah in its time of sukkahs, and they have to be quick to transport it, then they would be permitted by making the horses hefker, because in the mokum mitzvah, we're not machmer, that which is a very important principle. That's his words. Now, Eli Rabbah, he writes also to be machmer regarding this, and he wonders on the Magen Avraham that it does not bring the words of the Tzemach Tzedek, or even the Ishla Avraham, Sivkat Tess, he's inclined to permit, and he writes that since he's not hiring for plowing or something similar, just to transport things, so he could rely on being mafkrid or selling it for Shabbos, or that his animal is acquired to him, for sure a full-fledged sale that's permitted in such a situation. However, you could say that it would not help this heter of selling it only if it was done on Wednesday or Thursday, not on Erev Shabbos. Look, they're very lengthy regarding this. That's how Tosfos Shabbos writes like him. Now, in our situation, regarding oxen that are designated for plowing, which the Malacha directs according to everyone, and the business is called on the Jew's name, and the non-Jews are hired laborers only by him, it would seem that he would also agree to the Tzemach Tzedek that where the business is called on the name of the Yisrael, it would be very hard to be lenient regarding this. He said, but the other chayim I saw that some are inclined to be lenient, and they hold that whenever you do a document with them and you publicize it, then there wouldn't be a problem marasayin, but some are stringent regarding this. So the Be'al Locha concludes, he says, therefore one should not be lenient regarding this so much, only if it's an oppressing situation. Even then, one should see that the documentation is made according to Halacha of the Torah, based on the ruling of a sage and publicized like the Ramah writes. But he says, HaBitech B'Hashem, someone trusts in Hashem, and fulfills the ruts in the Torah of Laman Yenuach Sharcha B'Chamerecha Kipshute, that your animal should rest as a simple understanding, and he doesn't do any machinations to regarding, you know, any techniques regarding Shabbos. Ashrav, he's fortunate, and for sure, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him for this Hatzlacha in his Nechasim, for Sheish Miyamaisa in the 6 days that he actually is working. The one other, I think we should torn it one.